This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late winter and the first full week of the Lenten rose moon. I walk toward the wetlands near my house, cardinals keeping me company. I reach the swamp that is still frozen over in some places, and I'm free to walk where I want, right up to the clusters of sleek, plump skunk cabbage, red and orange speckled in the open rivulets nestled in with the cress. More cardinals sing up the ridge and farther down along the river. I hear a blue jay and the call of a pileated woodpecker. And here in the swamp, in spite of the cold wind and the gray sky and the ice, I feel untouched by winter. There's something healing about the way the land lies open all around me. The shallow streams are running in spite of last week's deep cold. The cress and the ragwort and the garlic mustard foliage remains green and supple. They all defy the brown land around them and stolidly stand up to February. Then, when I get home in the afternoon, I hear the first dove of spring calling. And when I go out to the backyard to get wood for the stove, a grackle, the first I've seen in the yard for months, hops up on the fence. Then a robin flies up from the honeysuckles into a box elder tree. Maybe they came together. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late winter. In the meantime, look and listen to the land stand up to winter.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.